the principal responsibility of my original team, I think, really was the weight of landscaping in the city and the strategy for the idea to design Milton Keynes as much greener than the surrounding countryside, which I think we've probably pulled off.
I'd say definitely. Why were you chosen to be their chief architect?
It's always been a mystery to me. I was pretty young, pretty arrogant and pretty stupid, really. But the general view was I'd won a few competitions, national competitions, and I'd been published a bit. And I think it was felt that I could appeal to a very young generation of architects that we needed. And I think that was probably true, because I was reasonably known because a lot of the people were my contemporaries. And I had a very solid idea of the type of people I wanted on the team. And we, as well as headhunting people, we obviously had a wonderful response from young architects, planners, quantity surveyors and so on.
Are you proud of it now?
It was the greatest education I've ever had in almost every respect, because it's very rare an architect or a planner gets a kind of 7-year single job opportunity where all your waking days are basically about Milton Keynes. And, you know, when I finished, I was totally whacked. I mean, I was ready for the knacker's yard, primarily because it was a 15-hour day on a very, very regular basis. If you wanted to design anything or contribute to the design.
How long did it take to plan out Milton Keynes?
Well, I think there was an enormous amount done in the first 3 or 4 years. I mean, they say politics, you've got to make your mark in 100 days. Well, in a curious way, you've got to start making your mark in about a year here. And I think what you need to surround yourself with are people who, in fact, can perform. You know, great designers, wonderful communicators. You know, Helmut Jacobi, we took on John Donat, who was the best architectural photographer in the country at that time, primarily to hit the media with what we were trying to do. And so I think the public participation side of Milton Keynes was utterly remarkable in those first 6 years. I mean, it had the greatest new town chairman that has ever been in place in Jock Campbell. And he was similarly an absolute perfectionist, and he gathered always a board round him who were bright in every kind of field that you need.